praising the Lord.
Got up and she said, Lord, I need a miracle right now.
God bless you in Radio Land. God bless to all my father's children once again. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them to turn the radios on right now, my friend. This is Yours in Christ, Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Get your pencils and paper ready, friend. Write down the telephone number. Write down the mailing address. Jesus said, you have not because you ask not. That book of Genesis, the Revelations, is real, and I ask you, my friends, to make sure that you keep your faith with you no matter where you are. This is Reverend Gregory. Telephone number 404-212-2444. That's 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, if you have a problem in your home, you have situations on that job, you have trouble with enemies putting things down around you. One old minister said, if they feed it to him, he'll eat it. If they put it down, he'll walk on it. Oh, because they know that God's good. And I'm here to tell you today, my friends, that your faith can make you whole. If you have that faith, my friends.
Everybody clap your hands.
Talking about one about your legs,
mm-hmm.
And the swelling went down.
Oh yeah, that swelling is gone down. Not all of it's gone, but it's gone down.
Mm-hmm.
A whole lot.
Uh-huh.
It looks so big, it looks like two legs.
And now you're back down to one leg or one and a half leg.
One and a half.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Shoot, your legs was big and swollen, but they get ready to pop when you was in here.
I know that's right. When I come here to see you that Sunday,
mm-hmm.
You wonder where was I going last night, because I know you can hear me breathing all over the place.
Well, that's about the only time I see some people when they get to the last leg.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I spoke to a woman a while back, and she said she saw a man for 8 months, and he told her she was all right, wasn't in a little bit of hair, and she was about to die.
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's what people do, that take all your money. I mean, you pay them good money, you going like, you got to do this, what you're doing, you know you ain't getting no better.
Mm-hmm. So what, this man that came to see you, he was taking a whole lot of money with
him. Uh-huh.
And walking around the yard and saying this and that.
No, you all right?
Mm-hmm.
But I can't sleep. I said, I got to sleep. I said, I got to sleep in here. If I don't work, I said, that's the end of my ball game. Because, see, ain't nobody take care of me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I'm working out. You just have to lay down and relax. Relax, just stay in there. How can you stay in there when your nerves, you try to hit that bed, your nerves and your stomach is jumping. You got to come out of that bed.
Mm-hmm. And now you sit down on the bed and fall out.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Whenever you feel like going to sleep, so you can wake up in the same night and then turn right back over and go back to sleep, whatever you feel.
Okay. I might get up and go to the bathroom, but I can go back here and go right back to sleep.
Yeah. Hold on a second, dear. Yes.
You that are writing, friends, get your pencil and your paper ready. When you write, put down that prayer request. I'm going to send you back a bottle of that Master Stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross for you to keep with you, a golden cross. Some I might even send a different color cross. Now, friends, I'm asking you to keep that faith of a grain of mustard seed. No matter what you're going through, no matter how long you've tried to overcome situations, no matter how many times you yourself have been different places looking for help. Yes, friends, we also have different herbal remedies, my friends. If you have arthritis, if your nature's on vacation, you have the gout, rheumatism, diabetes, you have high blood pressure, even if you're trying to grow hair on your head, there's an oil and a conditioner that you can get, my friends, that will bring you right back to par. This is Reverend Gregory asking you, my friends, to keep that faith. Again, friends, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, just dial me right back. That's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Include your return address and your telephone number and whatever your donation that you send, friends, send it from your heart. If it's not from your heart, my friends, there's nothing anyone can do with it, not even you. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Oh, yes. Those of you right now that are calling, my friends, when you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages. Yes, you that are trying to dress around your home and turn situations around. Yes, you, my friends, that have enemies that just won't leave you alone. Yes, you, my friends, that have situations where there's no peace where you go. Yes, you, my friends, that have that court case that seems unwinnable. Yes, you, my friends, that are trying to overcome those enemies that seem to keep themselves right in your trail, throwing stones and hiding their hands. Oh, yes, my friends. Again, that telephone number is 404-212-2444. Right now, we're going to ask that you join us for just 1 minute of silent prayer. If you're driving or on the job, don't close your eyes, but let's fill the skies for as far as my voice can be heard with just 1 minute of silent prayer. You might be praying with someone that you don't even know about the same situation that you're having. Join us right now in the blood of Christ, in the name of Jesus, my friends. Lay your hand on that radio. Lay your hand on that Bible. Join us right now, my friends.
Yeah. you say along with us. Pray for me, and I'll pray for you. Come on, brothers.
Little before she got ready to go in court, they asked her, did she have a lawyer? She told them no, so they wanted to appoint her a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
But she told she wanted her own lawyer, so she called around, everybody she called, they was out. And so we got right at the end, and this man said he would be the lawyer. He was upstairs in court, and he would be downstairs soon as he came.
Mm-hmm.
And then right at the end, he changed and said he couldn't take it.
Mm-hmm.
So she had to go on and sit there. The lawyer there punished her.
Mm-hmm.
But the good part about it, he must have been one of the best they had, best free lawyer they had.
Mm-hmm.
Because he really spoke up for her. And even the DA spoke up for her.
Hmm.
Then when it got mounted to the judge, and he said so, he was on her side.
Hmm.
He said, because I have got babysitters.
Mm-hmm.
And said, so I did not check the babysitters out before I got them. And, you know, their whole background and see what was there or what they had done did and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you go to church, you leave your baby in the nursery. So you don't know who you leave them with.
So they took they had already taken the baby and put her in
foster home.
Hmm.
And when we got the child back, they can't on all like that, and the child that's as dirty and barefooted he didn't want to be.
Hmm.
The same clothes it had on when they took it Sunday morning, that's what she had on when we got her back yesterday.
Hmm.
And she sent her clothes the other day for them to change her clothes.
And so the...
brought the same clothes back in the bag. They ain't changed the baby clothes or washed her face or nothing.
The judge dismissed it.
Huh?
The judge dismissed the case?
Uh-huh. They give that baby back to his mother.
Our friends, our time is drawn down. No matter what that problem is, all you need, my friends, is just that faith. Again, those of you that have sickness in that body, whether it's natural or unnatural, you can turn it around, friends. Whether you have situations that are natural or unnatural, you can overcome it. Oh, my friends, Jesus said, look over there, and that's where you fish. I'm asking you to look in your own heart so you can grow. I'm asking you to pray over everything you do, no matter where you go. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's all gone, my friends, is something else to get it back. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, friends, this is Reverend Gregory in the city of Atlanta, Georgia. Again, that's Post Office Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Write it down, friend. Don't try to memorize it, for when old Satan gets busy, he makes it so you can't remember your own. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Those of you that are bringing up children, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. After it's all gone, after it's out of your sight or your grip, my friends, is something else to go back down the highway and get it back. Again, friends, telephone number 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory, right here in Atlanta, asking you, my friends, not to give up and to pray, my friends, over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. Once again, the telephone number, friends, is 404-212-2444. Our time is drawing down. We ask that you pray with us as we pray with you. We ask that you pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is God, can there is no failure in God. Again, friends, may God bless you and keep you. Again, 404-212-2444.